Joining us now on WCCO is the Commissioner of Economic Development and Employment here in the state of Minnesota. He is Commissioner Dan McElroy. Commissioner, good Friday morning.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk about job growth or lack thereof on the latest report here in Minnesota.
Well, unfortunately, it was lack thereof. Employers cut 5,100 jobs in November. However, the October number was revised upward by 1,900. So that goes up to a total now of 16,000 jobs in October. November saw declines heavily in seasonal things like golf courses and sod farms, landscaping. Saw an increase in a couple of areas like manufacturing, which is good news. We've now seen almost 13,000 jobs added back in manufacturing. The unemployment rate stayed the same at 7.1% compared to the national rate of 9.8%. So that difference, 2.7%, it ties two other months for the largest difference we've had since this data has been available. But it's still 7.1 is a lot higher than a pre-recession unemployment level. And too many of our neighbors are still unemployed.
Commissioner, I noticed that the Minneapolis Fed in the headlines today is saying that they're looking optimistically at next year.
They are. They expect Minnesota employers to add 50,000 jobs or more. And that's good. The growth that we had, for example, in 2004, we had nearly 100,000 new jobs. So it's far better than 2008, 9, or 10. But it is not at real robust levels. We hope that they've underestimated it. They also think that because of more people coming back into the workforce, the unemployment rate could stay around 7% during 2011.
And we have a good website for folks to go to, too, by the way, if they're looking for work.
Thank you, Dave. PositivelyMinnesota.com or MinnesotaWorks.net.
Commissioner, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
David, thank you very much. You, too.
This is Dan McElroy, the Commissioner here of Economic Development.